This week, a California assemblywoman is expected to introduce legislation that would require 15% of all new cars to be emission-free in the next decade. Under that law, automakers that fail to sell enough electric vehicles would be required to make payments to rival companies that do, like Tesla Motors. That's why the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers called it a handout to electric car companies. It would also be a boon to the towns these companies operate in. Pretty soon, Vallejo in the East Bay might become one of these electric car company towns. The city of Vallejo lost its largest employer in the mid-1990s when the Mare Island Naval Shipyard closed. Then, 8 years ago, the city filed for bankruptcy, and it struggled to recover. But now, electric cars might be the jumpstart it's been waiting for. A startup called Faraday Future has entered into exclusive negotiations with the city for the right to build an assembly plant on the northern tip of the old naval shipyard. Max Pringle reports.
Longtime Vallejo resident Charles Bartlett is showing me around the northern tip of Mare Island, where Faraday Future, backed by Chinese investors, is looking to build a 157-acre assembly plant. Mare Island is a peninsula located just across the Napa River from Vallejo's waterfront. There's nothing on the northern edge of the island now except derelict Navy dormitories and gray, graffiti-tagged abandoned warehouses. Broken glass litters the pavement, and weeds sprout up from the rubbish-strewn courtyard.
It looks like what happens when nature starts to take over. You know, we're looking at just everything green growing around it. Not anything, more like the green that's growing is weeds, things that thrive in the worst conditions. And that's what we have here, the worst conditions.
Bartlett thinks the Faraday Future facility could revitalize Mare Island and the local economy.
The potential for it, not just to bring jobs, but high-paying jobs, that's key. That's key to Vallejo, because for so long, Vallejo has been more of a service economy. There's no shortage of fast food places, restaurants, I guess a movie theater, retail, and all of that is minimum wage jobs.
When the Navy left, it took hundreds of high-paying middle-income jobs with it. A Department of Defense study at the time estimated a $500 million annual hit to the local economy. In 2008, the city became the first city of its size to declare bankruptcy because of the mortgage crisis and public service pension costs it could no longer afford. City officials and residents have been looking for ways to fill the gap left behind when the Navy left. Bartlett says Faraday Future could have a ripple effect as other businesses grow up around it.
There's going to be a sort of a network of suppliers that build up around Faraday. Some of those, you know, may be far away, but many of them will be local.
What if every drive was the opportunity to make a smart choice for the planet?
That's a Faraday Future promotional video. The company says the Vallejo facility will include a showroom and test track where people can come to see and test drive the cars, which are now in the concept phase of development. Early concept drawings show a car that resembles a high-performance sports car similar to a Lamborghini or Bugatti. Currently, there is no listed cost. In May, the City Council unanimously approved the exclusive bargaining agreement with Faraday Future.
This could be potentially the biggest thing to happen in Vallejo in many, many years.
Vallejo City Manager Daniel Keene was at a recent City Council meeting. He says Vallejo wants to be at the cutting edge of the fast-growing industry in California.
So we're very excited that the Council is supportive of us moving forward to negotiate with this company. They promise a lot of things for our community that are very important to us, particularly jobs and investment.
Keene says Vallejo residents are also excited about the prospect of an environmentally conscious company.
We see this as really an ideal kind of business for Vallejo and the Bay Area because of the green nature of it, the fact that they're going to manufacture electric cars here in California, which I think is pretty easy to say. California is the hotbed of where people want to buy and see electric cars.
The city says it would cost more for the environmental cleanup and infrastructure upgrades needed on the land than what the land is currently worth. Many of the old buildings contain lead paint, asbestos, and other materials that the company would have to remove. But Faraday Future spokesman Ezekiel Wheeler says the Bay Area location makes it a bargain.
Vallejo is of interest to us primarily because of its location in the Bay Area.
Wheeler says you can't beat the Bay Area for technical know-how, and the electric vehicle or EV industry would benefit from it. Industry observers say Californians make up about half of all registered EV owners nationwide. California once had 5 car manufacturing plants. Now that number's down to 1, and that's the Tesla electric vehicle plant in Fremont. The state has offered numerous incentives for EV drivers, including a $2,500 rebate and access to the carpool lane for solo drivers.
We have an office in Silicon Valley, and utilizing those resources and the talent and the EV enthusiasm that follows the Bay is a prime location for us.
The company has paid a $200,000 fee for the exclusive right to bargain with the city for use of the land. Wheeler says the company is willing to pay for the development costs on Mare Island, whatever the cost, because it's a win for the company and the city.
We're really excited to bring the economic development to the city of Vallejo in the form of, you know, our monetary investment, as well as bringing jobs and really good paying jobs for great workers and capable workforce that we find here in Vallejo.
Faraday Future would like to compete with Tesla as an electric car maker. Tesla operates a vehicle production facility in Fremont and is one of the state's largest private employers. Faraday has recently started work on a $1 billion manufacturing facility near Las Vegas, and it hopes to open its Vallejo facility in a couple of years. Still, some Vallejoans are taking a guardedly optimistic view of the Mare Island proposal. They're urging the city not to jump on the first offer from the company and to keep its options open for other, possibly better offers which may present themselves.
They have to analyze how much they're going to get long-term, the city is, and how much the, and what the risk involved in having all their eggs in one basket fail.
Steve Souza grew up in Vallejo and owns property in the city. He says the city has considered other Mare Island development proposals, including a casino and a cement plant.
If it goes in, it's going to go right into Mare Island, where the Navy workers used to, where the civilian workers and the military workers used to be. And it just seems like a good fit to replace those nuclear submarines with electric cars.
Negotiations are expected to continue until the end of the year. If approved, Faraday Future says their facility could be completed in 2 years. In Vallejo, I'm Max Pringle for Cross Currents.